Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
No, it is.
Not bad. Not having
it. I'm right out. You have team Robin Reliant. If they all drove that Robin Reliant, you'd be able to pick the best driver out of it.
Have we been arguing this for a week?
Yeah, we have.
Fucking
I've lost my job.
Still got same clothes on.
Right, so, let's get into this.
So the other one I didn't make it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's the other one? Really quickly. It has to be quick, doesn't it?
Go on, very quick.
Family vloggers.
Who's this one? This is new to me.
Norris Nuts.
People who get their kids...
Who's nuts?
People who get their kids to do these fucking... That Ryan's toy kid, his family. I hope he sues the shit out of them when he's older.
Ryan's toys?
He's made them a mint. Some kid just thrust in front of a camera. He's a kid. He doesn't know any better until he's...
Are they making millions?
Millions.
People are making
but
a lot of money.
If you don't make anything, if you're a parent and you put your kid on public display like that, that's like those... Do you know...
Yeah, that's the difference, isn't it? It's
I've got to be careful, aren't I? You just your eyes, man. Your eyes.
My kids are on. I'm joking now. I'm not.
That's the difference. It's those that are doing it, brilliant. But if you're trying to be a vlogger, what have you done?
I'm fucking being so cute.
He got his beard cut in his beard can.
Stop trying to eat the can.
I fucking really hurt.
The pain just was.
I've never known anybody.
That's boring.
How fucking painful.
I don't know, did it?
You're a bad man.
Shit,
what a man.
How the fuck?
What a whopper. Right,
so, yeah, we don't like them. No, they've gone in. See you later. Right. Raise toys, mum and dad. Fucking get
Let's do it. This is part two. This could very well be part two and three. Who wants to go first?
So,
no, go on.
I'm going to let you crack on because it's your podcast.
Should I go first?
Yeah, do it.
Right, so my first one, I think what maybe the disclaimer I should do is that a couple of mine might be a bit controversial.
Well, that's this is what we're going
Right, my first one, mobility scooters. I'm going straight in. Mobility scooters. Let's just get rid of them. Right, I'm telling you, they're too big. They're too fast. And they've made them faster and faster. Why does a mobility scooter need to be like 12 mile an hour?
Why that's like saying why does a car need to be like 100 mile an hour?
Cars are not on the road!
Do you know what? I agree, because it's mobility. If you can't walk, why is it faster than walking pace?
Right.
I agree.
Too fast. I genuinely think that there's people that are using these that are just lazy.
Yep.
That's me.
You've got to be very careful with certain things, but yeah, I agree.
There's...
You're not allowed to say.
Granted, people need to use these. They don't need to be 12 mile an hour. They don't need to be that big. That's
their people.
Yeah, but people that are using them are lazy. Right.
I've just thought of something, so I'm going to argue slightly.
Hang on. No, let me finish my 90 seconds. Oh, shit, this may tip you over the edge. The alarming figures show scooter drivers...
I thought we were going to be talking about the band then.
We're involved,
yeah. Scooter!
We're involved in 334 accidents in 2022, which is up 74%. I've got my time. Behave. As well as 9 deaths. This is mobility scooters. 109 accidents where the victims were seriously injured, some of whom were hit by out-of-control drivers. I don't need 90 seconds. I mean, I might drop in there.
I'm off
right.
The scooters.
So I'm going to ask you straight away.
Ask away.
If you have to walk to your car and walk out of your car to get somewhere,
yeah.
Does the 12 mile an hour make up for the car journey that you could have done that you can't do anymore?
I've got a response to that. If you are driving your mobility scooter to a car... You should not be driving a fucking car.
Why?
Well, if you like going to Meadowan and then getting a mobility scooter and then...
We have an automatic.
You've got to
drive your mobility scooter all the way to Meadowan.
Really?
Just drive
M1, A1.
Just drive
so there's my argument there.
If you're not able enough to be able to control a vehicle that drives 100 and...
No, 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 you maybe are. You maybe just can't fit your mobility scooter in the car to get to and from the car, is my argument.
We'll get a little mobility scooter.
Yeah, but because of the battery, they're massive, aren't they? Not because...
Don't fucking need to be that big.
Yeah.
They're like a small tractor.
We sound like we're really concerned for mobility scooters. Yeah, yeah. Right now, wasn't it? Just to be safe.
Yeah. Like, I might need one of them bastards.
There's got to be something.
I agree. The way I'm gaining it, I might need one. I agree. And I'm kind of going on to that. I agree.
You used to go on holiday. You used to go to Benidorm and you get on a quad bike.
See, Madge on
hey,
it. Madge shows you Madge.
We get on a quad bike. We'll do this. Now, people are going abroad and getting on a fucking mobility scooter.
I just want to add to the record. I've never gone on a lad's holiday and gone on a quad bike.
No, snap.
I've got up and drank at 7 o'clock with people like Troy was going, get that down, you pussy. And you're going,
you've been on wrong stag do's. I've never been on a quad bike either.
But, right. Gone forever? Banished forever?
Banished forever.
Yeah.
Mobility scooter's gone. Do you know what? I saw one. Let me just finish with this.
I can't wait to see his fucking legs are fucked and he needs one later in life.
I saw one yesterday. Honestly, it must have been ploughing down pavement.
You actually don't want to get rid of him in all of them. You want to get rid of the ones that you see now, don't you?
Yeah, you want to get the ones that are driving like idiots.
You basically want to make them as small as a human sat down. You basically want this chair on legs going 3 miles an hour.
That's a wheelchair, mate.
So get a wheelchair that's just got a bit of a motor on it. You know, we've changed bikes to electric bikes. You pedal them a bit and they'll move. Fucking same with mobility scooters.
The clue there is the term mobility. People maybe can't fucking pedal. Have you ever seen those pictures in like, do you remember, it was like the innovations, you know, when you could buy like oxygen and shit like that? And there'd like be a picture.
Buy oxygen? Oh, fucking yeah, round you, mate.
I know, but you could buy. Anyway, and I've seen a thing and it's closed in a mobility scooter. With like a plastic tent over him because he was seeing him.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's sat there. His glasses have seen him because he's like a fucking greenhouse.
He's like driving a fucking greenhouse. Can you just imagine if they stick the brakes on so hard, they'll just roll right over the top and just roll back onto the wheels. I mean, that I'm all for.
I don't think you can, from my side, I don't think we can banish mobility scooters because
can we on that?
They help people.
Fuck.
They help the aged.
You go on. Let's see what you've got.
People who just
people.
Yeah, people just fucking stop in the middle of nowhere. Fucking get rid of them cunts. They fucking kill them all.
Ooh.
See, Bob John. So
I got his head a bit.
So this happened.
When I went away.
I was walking from the airport and this person just stopped. That's like bum 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 bum. Knocked him over. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, looking at the thing board. I was like, well, stand to the side and move. We're all moving the floor. I hate it. It drives me potty. I see it in supermarkets. Mad people in the supermarket go, oh, what's that? And I'm like, what are you doing? I cannot stand people who just stop. It's in cities, it's everywhere. A fair game, I'll just mow them over. Those people need burning.
I mean, right.
They're up there with witches.
We're talking about putting them metaphorically banishing them. You're wanting to chuck them on Drax Power Station.
Get rid of them from society. If I tell you what, if someone bumps into me, they're having it.
I'm sure there was a Facebook page. You go back, you take Facebook back to 1998 or whatever it was, and I'm sure there was a Facebook page that was. Something like, if people stop in front of you, is allowed to punch them in the back of the head.
Oh, I remember
is that real?
Yeah, it was 2000 and about.
Can I do that?
I do remember
these
that.
These were the days where you threw sheep at people and asked people what flavour pizza was.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I walk over people to the point where, like, I don't, if someone stops and I've got clear, I will walk into them. But pretty much, if they stop right in front of me and I've got a chance, I'm just going to keep going, bang, 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 knock them over.
Did you not do this at Wembley?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I forgot about this, yeah. Walking down Wembley Way, and to be fair, I let him off slightly because I was like one of them tourists, like looking around, going, this is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, which you're entitled to.
Yeah, yeah. And this person stops in front of me. I was like, this is amazing. They were taking a family photo. So someone's at this end, they're taking a photo, and I was like, what's up? Boom, boom. Knocks them over. Like, what are you doing? I was like,
What you stood still for? People are flowing that way.
Now, he's given three instances that scream Leon has absolutely no self-awareness whatsoever.
And potential anger.
No, one little bit, yeah, slightly angry.
No.
And I might be potential pyromaniac.
People just stop.
Burn them.
Which is love.
I get it.
Okay. I hate it. It's my biggest pet peeve.
Well, I've never clattered into anyone when I've stopped.
I have done.
I've stopped and got slightly annoyed.
Yeah, but have you managed to stop in time?
Very British.
Do you know what I mean? I've stopped and thought.
And possibly apologised yourself.
Walked around him and gone, sorry.
Yeah, but the last three, I've not had a chance to stop because the pretty much gone, bop, and stopped.
I'm pretty
That's
certain.
Why he's on it with mobility skills, because he walks 12 miles an hour.
I'm pretty certain that somebody who I know had their daughter had proposed something to Meadowall where you had like slow lanes.
I take that because so, I would be in the fast lane and thinking you yeah. slow get.
So if you're like window shopping, yeah. you just walk just nice and steady, and then anybody else that needs to get to the fucking car because they need to be home. Can get in the middle and just plough down.
Now, what was I doing? Because I was like sort of window shopping, like, but I was moving at a good pace. I wasn't pissing about.
Guess who works at the leisure centre? But the thing with the Meadowall thing is, though, do you know what, though? How hard is it to get into a shop when you're walking past the people who are walking slow and you have to cut in? Because there's no crossings. So they're still going across like fucking zombies, Day of the Dead. And you're like, I just want to get into fucking...
Speaking of work... Somebody told me when I first started work is that when you're walking around somewhere big, you walk fast because people think you're busy. If you're walking fast, it don't matter what you're doing, you just, I'm off for a cup of tea or something like that. Walk fast because people won't stop you if they think you're busy. Mm. There you go. Yeah. Little life hack for you. If you're in a factory or in a big building or an office or whatever, wherever you are, walking
fast. To be fair, some kid going like, some of these kids going, like, you get a fucking mop. Get that fucking floor sweat.
Yeah, which they need to
sweep
learn.
With a mop? What the fuck is that?
They need to work to learn. For... So what's the title of your...
People who just stop.
So smart walk slowers.
No, not walk slowers. People who just fucking... Stoppers. I don't mind people walking slow because they've got a limp or whatever. Stoppers. People who just fucking stop for no reason.
I'm with you.
I'm with him.
Assholes are going.
Absolute assholes.
If you are a stopper... You're a prick.
Because, I'm saying he's not self-aware enough to bump into him, but I'm also more self-aware to not stop. So, yeah, they're in.
See, I'm saying, so what I do is, I'll open myself up. If I'm about to stop somewhere, I'll actually just, like, you know, like, sort of sidestep and check before I stop and go, hey, is that a thingy? I won't just go.
Do you know what? Even not in a speed situation, if I'm somewhere, like, go see Ellie in Manchester, I'm really aware of people behind me. I am, yeah. Even if I'm just walking steady or whatever, walking
That's
back.
Why he walks fast, because everyone's like, no, get away. Get away from him.
Brilliant. Yeah. He's in. Stoppers, you're in. Waz, give us.
Modern Lego. 21st century or late 20th century, modern Lego.
My Formula One, now Lego. Get the hell out of my house.
I've got 90 seconds.
Let's go.
Modern Lego is designed to be built. And once it's built, it's done, and it goes on the side, and that is it. Lego, when we were kids, was bricks and houses. That could be a car, a boat, an house, a person. It was a base. It was a racetrack that you could change, or a space station that you could change. It was everything. Now, it's literally, oh, look, here is the Harry Potter house that costs 700 quid. Let's build it, massive. We all live in a three-bedroom fucking semi-detached or two-bed terrace or whatever.
Here he goes.
Where's this fucking thing going to sit? And what are you going to do after it's built? No, just going to gather dust. Modern Lego is shit, and I want it gone.
I like that.
Done.
I like that. I'm off on modern Lego. I think it's better because you've got something to actually work to, and kids actually are seeing an end product. I couldn't build shit with Lego because I'm fucking dog shit.
But it's your imagination. No,
I've got shit imagination. Whereas if someone give me Death Star, I'm like, it's been amazing.
It's not imagination though. You just cocking.
Do you not remember the episode from like season 1, episode 12 or something like that, when we had our Lego competition?
Yeah, I kicked your ass.
You did because you had about 40,000 pieces of Lego.
Exactly, but I had no imagination.
It's all put this tiny piece in there and move that there, and that's got to be exactly like that.
That's engineering.
Oh, look at that! That looks amazing.
Engineering.
Now what are you doing?
Hey, I don't want someone building my new leisure centre who's got a freelance fucking designer going. put this brick here, I'll put that brick there.
I'm sorry. I'd like to argue there's a massive, massive gap between a 14-plus Lego model and building a leisure centre.
Yeah. So what you're saying is nowadays you're building Lego for a model. When we built Lego as kids, we built it. You built something, but then you broke
it down. You knocked it down, you packed it away, you brought it back out again, you did it again.
So your emphasis now is on building something to just stick an ornament on the shelf.
Yeah. Got kids? Have you got any Lego models in your house?
Yeah. You're not playing with it, are you?
It's on side.
It's a toy.
It's on windowsill, it's on side, it's next to the office. Yeah, it's on side. Never gets touched.
Do you know why I love it? Because I don't fucking stand on Lego very often.
And then my kid
is on the side. And what's that
about from the kids?
Ask my dad. Every 2 minutes, got Lego through his speakers. I was looking at everywhere.
I'm going to ask your dad, but your mum. She loves it.
She loves it.
So, yeah, modern Lego. I'm not having it because you can't play with it. It's not a toy.
It's not a thing.
It used to be a toy.
It's not a thing. For me, it's not a thing. I'm having it. I love Lego. I genuinely love Lego. I want to buy, what's it, Millennium Falcon. I want to buy them.
And then what are you going to do with it?
Why?
Put it on the side.
Why?
Look at a Lego model in your house.
Yeah.
Should we ring your missus now and ask her if she could? If I asked her what a Millennium Falcon was, she'd go, not a fucking chance he's having that.
She knows what it is.
You know what's happened? Do you know what I think's happened? Do you remember Airfix?
I love Airfix.
I do. But once you've done it, but you never had old Airfix that you could take apart and make other things off.
You can though.
So Airfix was,
now you can. It's called Quick Fix.
So there you go. Lego's become Airfix, and it just fucking dangles from your roof.
No glue needed. So I got fingers stuck in my eyelid like that. You push it together like Lego bits. It's fucking brilliant.
No glue needed.
No glue. Yeah. Is it christened that?
Is that what I said?
No glue.
That's it. No glue needed. Me and Noah build it with no glue needed.
So can I ask you a question? What have you built with him? Please say an arc.
No. I don't know. Airplanes, tanks, cars, all sorts with this new stuff. And someone bought us.
So you don't buy Lego anymore?
We buy both. No. And then someone bought us some proper old school Airfix with glue, and I was like, I don't want to get out yet. No, it's a bit too young.
Do you know what, as well, about not modern Lego is that they've now got that orange leaf?
Yeah, because the bits are too small to pull out.
We never had that before. No. You could just literally pull Lego apart.
Yeah. You couldn't. Bite Lego apart.
No, he's telling me that.
Yeah, you could do. And do you remember the thrill of getting it right? Like, you had like the four, everyone had the four, and then there was the threes and the twos, but you sometimes got like an eight, and you're like, look at this fucker.
Here it goes.
Do you know what Lego is when you're building Lego?
No. I had eights.
Look,
Bragger.
Okay, see.
I didn't have any eights.
We had a good mix up.
I think I had two eights.
Do you know what Lego is? Sixes. If you're building Lego, it's just spot the difference.
I think it's a chore for kids. I'm trying to go into the kids' head here. Thanks for the Lego for Christmas. Thank you. Right, you're going to do your Lego then? Yeah, all right, I'll do my Lego. Look, do you like my Lego? Right, do you want to play with it? Well, I can't. Why? Because it's Dobby from fucking Harry Potter, and he's on a stand, and he's got a cake or whatever. I don't know Harry Potter. Smash and a book with a bookmark.
You're doing well, mate.
You're doing well. You're doing fucking well. I've got Lego for Dobby, right? Oh, nice one. What you do with it? It sits on my nose, gets in way at blind, blackout blind when it's too bright. Gets in way. And it gathers dust. And I've got to wipe it every week.
Put it aside the blind then, mate.
And I've got to wipe it every week. Dobby, with your new Lego, fuck off into room 101B.
Nah, I'm not having it. I like old school Lego. I like modern day Lego. I just love Lego in general. I think it's a great pastime. I can't put any bit of Lego in room 101B. Not a chance. Sorry, Waz, though.
How are we scoring this? Because I'm...
Well, I'm four. He's against, so you're the deciding vote now, mate.
Mate, do what you want. Don't look to me like he's like...
My point...
Don't feel bad. Jeffrey, your toy levels are still got...
My problem here is the difference between the modern and the old school Lego.
The imaginative.
I'm not into... I think maybe we need to educate children more on breaking that up and designing something themselves.
Just a little thing. I'll throw in there.
There's an app called Brick It.
I can say it, wait.
There should not be an app.
No,
for Lego,
should because so let's be inclusive Thank to you. Everybody. Because some kids can't have an imagination, so they have to then function. Then you've got kids who actually want a bit of free form, and there's something that can give them some sort of style.
Well, those kids might be good at football. You've got kids who's not good at football, he's not good at that's making good at football.
There is. There it's got foot skills.
If you shit, you shit, mate. Trust me. I play some league with you. You must know.
Fuck you.
No, I mean, I meant me.
Excellent.
If I'm going to be this deciding vote, I'm going to say no.
Oh,
yes, thank you.
I would love.
Fair enough.
I would love to have done it, but I'm not fair into running.
Oh, well.
Right. Back to me. My next one is TV.
Just in general. Fuck that shit. I love TV.
Just in general. TV in general. Right, give me my 90 seconds. Too much choice, too many repeats, too much subscription service, Netflix, Amazon, YouTube. Do you know what? In the UK, there are over 480 channels, which makes me think there's 481. In the world, there are 25,000 channels to watch, and we have access to those channels because we've got the ability in this country on an app, on a tablet, on a laptop, whatever it may be. 25,000 channels. How often have you two scrolled through YouTube with your partners, because you've got that luxury, and gone, let's watch something?
Come on, let's watch something.
Lem's told me about this channel you saw called the Small Violin Channel.
That is channel 7,462 on your digital. How often have you gone, right, let's watch something, scrolled through and gone, yeah, nah, I don't want to watch that, I don't want to watch that. And before not you know it, you spent 45 minutes.
Not very often.
Nah,
not very often.
I'm not going to watch this.
I got married with the Happy Wife, Happy Life thing, so I just watch whatever.
To be fair,
all I can see between you two is a massive thumb on both your heads.
Yeah, but look how happy we are.
To be fair,
I'm off for TV. I fucking love TV.
I agree with Lem here.
What?
I have, honestly, and it's recording, so I can't do it. I will show you after this. There's a text message to Malfi, and I sent him a clip, and it was Vic Reeves on the Shooting Stars jumping off the desk and going like this to, and then there's good the money, right? And I was saying, I miss TV like that. And he said, 90s TV was the pinnacle of TV because modern TV, the quality.
I'm talking modern TV, or just TV in general. It's TV in general. Because
I thought you meant modern
TV. I'll happily watch Only Fools and Horses. I'll have to watch Dad's Army. I'll happily watch old school dinner ladies.
Right, so that's part of TV in general because you repeat. Them things are really good to watch. But
you're talking about DVD.
Where's the new stuff?
The new stuff's gone. The quality.
Stuff is completely gone.
But you would argue that we're in a transitional period that you don't know what you can joke about, so you can't do comedy anymore.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So we're in a massive transition, rightfully or wrongfully. You probably had that maybe in the 70s and 80s. You look back, there's no. I mean, obviously, you've got Only Fools, and I mean, I don't know.
Only Fools starts now, though, with warnings.
You get 70 shows that you can't watch anymore and you wouldn't watch anymore.
Yep.
And I think the 70s and 80s had that transition, and then we had really good 90s TV because we knew what we could talk about, and we had a thing. And then that happened, and then we're in a thing where we don't know what we can do anymore.
Yeah, because during the 90s, we had the FHM era.
Yeah,
Ladder.
Yeah, and Soccer AM were class. Yeah. All that TV was brilliant. But now TV is just...
but that's not TV in general. You're saying modern TV is shit. And I'll tell you what, I stick modern TV straight in 101B. However, TV in general, there's still nostalgia of the old school stuff. Like, we were talking about Phoenix Nights. We were talking about Afterlife. Do you know the things that where you could get away with being a bit...
Afterlife? Modern TV.
Modern. And I don't really like
TV
it.
I'm going TV in general. I just think there's... I mean,
I think it comes from a genre. What I'm saying, I think those things are in like a genre of.
I think the problem with that is without TV, you don't have the things you love. So I can't put TV in general in there. I think modern TV with the streaming,
yeah.
And I think it's a massive quantity over quality now, is there? And you've got, I'm sorry, and I know it's such a cliche thing, but you've got people like the Kardashians and that we used to laugh at. They would be Victorian freak show back in the day that now people are going, I want to be like them. Why? Because they're rich.
Yeah.
Where's that come from? You never had that before, like money and that.
So if I'm not at work or spending time with family, I'm watching fucking TV.
I'll be honest, I can't put it in because I sit and bang a Netflix on with Gemma quite a lot.
See, there's not much I watch that's new, but I'll watch things that I've got nostalgia for.
If you'd have actually put telly in and taken away the Netflix and all that and said, just telly, then yeah.
Imagine if you took that away, though. Just imagine for a
I can't read. I'm fucked.
Yeah, if you took that away, how good would your lives be?
In a month, I won't watch telly for another 6 months. I'll go out on an iron walk and yeah. to a country pub and we'll go.
Wow.
We do, yeah, we do. Every night. Wow. Without fail, when it's nice. Without fail, go on my bike, go on a walk, go see people, nip to a pub. Every night, without fail, after work, even if it's 2 hours, yeah.
Your last resort is putting the TV on it. He's pissing it down yeah. outside. It's fucking freezing.
He's right, it's freezing. He's right.
My first resort.
TV. Right.
What are we doing?
TV. TV. Let's not talk.
I've got nothing. Well, like, I think our last maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks has been crime things, which we kind of go through stages.
Trigger point. It's good, isn't it?
You know, no, that like, true. You know,
trigger,
like,
you're a trigger point.
No.
Yeah, it must be on trigger point.
Is it that him from Only Fools and Horses gone? Goes wild with an axe.
No, but Mrs. would love that. Massive dick.
Yeah. Anyone called Dave has had it. No. So I.
Right. So you TV.
No.
No. You're sat on the fence. Get your splintly bum.
You can't do it, man.
You can't.
I'm not impressed you, but you can't.
Do you know why I can't go in? Because I need it when it's wet, cold, windy.
Like your missus.
Bang.
She's always winning.
Right, TV.
Sorry. So mine is related to TV, so I think it's pundit. I'll put it in now.
Pundit?
Yeah, you go. So when TV shows say this was filmed in front of a live audience or when this was filmed in a different era, so offensive language and race, I don't need to know that. I know what I'm watching. Behave yourself. I don't need to know that. Bollocks. So I watch Only Fools and Horses now and it's like this may have some offensive race. I know what it is. I know what I'm watching. I don't need you to tell
me. But what if you don't know?
But then learn and go, yeah, it's not quite right. And like, if okay, you, so going back to it, filming in front of live TV audience. What's that got to do about? Why are you telling me that?
Because they're trying to tell you it's not a laughter track. So Friends was always filmed in front of people, right?
There was still kind of laughter put in there, though.
Who gives a shit? I'm watching because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Live or not?
Because it's not canned laughter.
Are you
saying shit?
What's the specificity here? Because my thing is, like, football recently is gone, oh, we're so close to the audience here. We're so close to the crowd that you might hear swearing. Oh, I'm really sorry and I've got to apologise.
Yeah, why apologise? Yeah. Don't apologise. And the same thing as, like...
Yeah.
So that was filmed. So when we go back to, like, offensive language and racial thingy. I completely... There's not a place for that. I'm not defending that. I'm not saying that's the right thing. But that was from the time when that was not appropriate, but that was...
We weren't as educated.
Exactly. So therefore, why...
All right.
I either don't show it or don't tell me that.
I always think that with a lot of things, don't do it if it's not right.
Exactly. So why show it and go, oh, by the way, it's got a bit of racial connotation. Right. Okay, it's not good enough for now then. So what you're saying is, I'm happy to show it because you're going to watch it, but I'm going to tell you because in case someone gets offended. It's either right or it's wrong. Just forget about
but,
it.
But, all right, so the other side. What was the programme? Alf Garnett, him.
I've
you just... imagine being a black person
I don't know
and putting that on without knowing that. That's heavily racist.
I don't know what it is. Till death do us
part. Was that what it was? It had Thingy Beckinsale in it from Porridge as well, didn't it?
I don't know.
But that has... those are programmes have genuine... The worst word ever.
So are they on now? That's are they on now?
Yeah. And you're saying don't show them, and I get it.
So they are they on now?
Yeah.
And in the put before it saying this was recorded before.
Now there's an argument to say if you turn that on 5 minutes into the show, you won't see that disclaimer anyway.
Yes, yeah. So what I'm saying, that's my argument. Is it like it's either appropriate to show it or it's not appropriate. Not
I love how he's gone. I love how he's gone though from that. So then the other side is, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck that he's filmed in front of a live studio audience.
No,
it's like 1 second. And, fucking no, turn it off.
What, why don't you know it's in front of a live studio audience? I don't get it. It's canned laughter. It's not canned laughter. It's still BS.
Are we putting into Room 101 though, offensive proposition?
Yeah, it's in like, why tell me this
warning? We're putting... Live cables.
We could give me a warning? It is what it is.
So if you watch,
I'm not arguing it properly. I don't know.
What's the David Attenborough thing? Where he talks about like you don't want to put in a warning in front of that. Oh, a crocodile's eating a llama.
Yeah, because I'm watching a natural thing. I expect to see that sort of thing to happen.
Yeah,
I watch it. I'm not expecting racism, but I'm expecting there's a time where Everything's a bit relaxed.
This,
more
this
relaxed,
crocodile's a Jew. He's chewing the head of a Christian lamb.
When I put this in, I thought, it's just a frustration of mine that I don't need to know this. I know, and I get what you're saying, people might not know what they're watching.
And especially after the watershed, which is what we've got in this country. We've got a watershed to go, it's a little bit
weird. Yeah, and we always had that. 9 o'clock, you watch TV after 9 o'clock, it's kind of no old
bad. Bad, yeah. And I get
there,
yeah.
And I quite like that. The problem is, and I'm going to go there, as heterosexual white males that are not under 18 and above 60, we can be offended and it's not an issue. And it doesn't matter, and we don't understand what other people are going through.
I get we don't understand what we haven't
got a clue.
I do for that reason,
I can't put it in because we've grown into
the eras that we've worked through and we've grown through that we've seen. We grew up in the 80s, but we've seen the 70s TV. We've seen the 80s TV.
I grew up in the 80s. I grew up in 2000.
When were you born?
You're not a fucking
I'm born in 87, but I didn't grow up. Well,
I was born in 82, but I was
90s.
Fine,
I grew up in 90s. Then, yeah.
80s and 90s. We grew up in
I'm a
90s
child.
80s and 90s.
Late 90s.
We were at the back end. Of, we were at the end of the 70s. We've seen that.
You're educated enough to see what we've seen.
So my dad, for example, God rest him, came from that era, and how he used to talk... I won't talk like that.
No, I won't talk
about
that.
Done it, but we've seen it, done it, so it doesn't shock and offend us because we were brought up with it. There will be people that have not.
You know, rightly so.
I've got a right belt. I used to get belted all the time. I wouldn't dream of laying my hands on my kids.
After the F1 thing, I'm surprised they didn't give you a fucking belt.
After your belt thing.
He didn't have a belt.
I can't put it in.
So are we saying offensive proportionism towards TV?
No, he's saying he don't want to warn him.
doesn't
want warning.
I think it's inappropriate to warn me. It's either you show it or you don't show it. Why are you saying to me that there's a warning because it could offend you? It's either offensive or it's not offensive.
Like walking down to that peep show and the sign saying warning, you might see tits.
Why tell me it's going to be offensive?
You're saying no.
Do you know why I'm saying I don't want it in because I'm just saying what's wrong with the warning? Why? It's literally, it could be 5 seconds. If you stand and go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's not the problem. But they've put a warning there because they deem that someone could find it inappropriate. Therefore, it's inappropriate. Do not show it. That's my point. What they're saying is, by the way, someone could be offended. If someone's offended,
no,
forget it.
They're not saying that.
Forget
they're
it. Saying, no, they are.
They're saying we think we should be showing this, but look, we're a bit up in the air of what's offensive and what's not offensive these days.
So
let's hear on the side of caution.
What's the point then?
Right.
What's the point? Is that offensive or is not offensive?
So you're
live
or is
not live?
I think I'm going in. And I think I'm going in just to justify the problem is that...
Because you wanted to do next week's podcast.
my problem being is that we've got to a point where, like the football thing, they did it the other day. They're doing it because they have to do it.
Yeah.
And that's my thing. You're right. Your commentators are almost in the crowd at a small ground and they're going, oh, can I hear some swearing? I can hear some. If you're,
if it's that offensive, don't show it.
So it's going.
Don't give me a warning.
Watching football and someone gets up and every bad tackle goes, oh, you fucking prick. To be fair, I don't agree with that because, all right, if someone's getting up and being like Suarez racist and you hear it,
that should be stamped out. I'm not for that.
Yeah,
that's where it comes back because, like, I watched another football and said,
Live's a big giveaway. I'll give you live. If it's live, I'll give you live.
you could almost argue like something like boxing, going, you can get to a point where you go, if you're offended by people hitting each other in the face,
don't watch this.
But it's boxing.
I suppose it's like me with like Love Island and all that. It's like, if you're offended by thick, attention-seeking, Z-list slappers, don't watch this. I'm not going to watch it because I know what they are.
Why is your one not there?
Yeah.
Why is your one not there?
Yeah. People this is the point. Manipulated, narcissistic behaviour.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly like fucking Love Island.
So like it says.
So we're putting it in.
It's in now because of those slappers. It's in.
Let's do our final one on part two. Laszlo, what you got?
I'm going to go against the grain here.
Shock.
It's people.
TV's
who,
off in.
It's people. No, it's people who hate and have a go at cyclists. It's so you go to one of these kind of discussions normally, and you get the people who hate cyclists who think they're edgy and cool and others. Oh, right, a cyclist on the road, right? Whether it's a commute or a pleasure.
Pass me that line.
Let him have his 90 seconds.
Yeah, they are measurable.
I'm wondering what you're smashing him with it.
They're not going that slow, really. Right? If you're on a 30 mile an hour road, which more than often than not you are, you've got to wait. So what? You've got to wait. Be a good driver. Just fucking wait. Oh, they jump red lights. Find me a driver that's not jumped a red light. Find me a driver that's not sped. Find me a driver that's not had a couple of pints and got in a car.
I agree.
Find me a driver. No different to a tractor. All I think is it's an entitlement, selfish, complain about breaking rules because they never break rules. They are just pissed off because they've got a little bit slower for a short amount of time. And that is pretty much it. And they think they're edgy and cool. And because loads of people agree with it and they can get everyone on board, like getting loads of likes on Facebook, if I say it, people think I'm cool and edgy and amazing.
I completely agree. So the other day, someone said something about, like, you know, psychopaths. So the psychopath, and I said, psychopaths are dog shit, because it's one that we live in. If I got the psychopath, I'd do about 2 seconds and then get back off it. What the fuck is the point of psychopath?
I want to go back. I've got a dad joke about psychopaths. Go on now.
No, but like in Netherlands and stuff like that, it's psychopaths everywhere. You go like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 miles.
They prioritise.
Yeah, you're on a psychopath. Here, it's across the fucking busy roads, get on a psychopath, so then do about 30 seconds to get off a psychopath.
Shitting yourself.
What's
worried.
The fucking point of myself on the road? I tell you what. You broke it again. Yeah, wait, I'm going to turn this off. Where's the bottom? Where's the bottom?
Let's send this
off. Yeah, you're right.
But if you listen to it, you disagree.
Yeah.
Why? What inconvenience? It's a slight inconvenience.
And that's the thing.
No more than a red light.
Do you know
it's when they go, oh, they jump red lights. So what? They don't kill anyone. They don't cause traffic jams, pile-ups. There's just
no... the bias in the room.
Oh, cyclists.
Are we all cyclists?
Yeah. My biggest thing is that I genuinely think, as a cyclist, as soon as I put my helmet on, because I wear a helmet, I know it's...
That condom.
I know... I'm wearing one now. I'm so fucking horny.
I'm very glad you're not sat opposite him now.
Yeah. That's terrible. Anyway, something your way.
That's it. Honestly, I genuinely think as soon as I put my helmet on, because unless I'm a cyclist that's aware, cycle helmets will save your life. Hopefully. We all look like knobheads.
Yeah, but who cares what you look like? That's another thing. Exactly. They go, oh, they've got these tight things. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got to a certain age where I think I don't give a shit. I'll wear a cycle helmet.
You're fucking 50-year-old and you're wearing fucking skinny jeans.
But
you care if you're 50 years old and skinny jeans.
If I wear a cycle helmet, I genuinely think that's like my invisibility cloak. I think if I put that on, I suddenly become invisible to all motorists.
And it's the education as well. So if you don't know this, and if you are listening to this and you disagree, and they go, oh yeah, but they go 2 abreast. The reason they go 2 abreast or 3 abreast is because... It's quicker to pass them than it's to pass 3 in a fucking row behind each other. It's just basics. And that to me just says if you're an angry driver at cyclists, you cannot fucking drive.
Do you know what? If you're
I can't forget.
So it's like Jeremy Kyle, remember you see someone in the crowd. Well, if you can't look after your kid, then you don't deserve to work at McDonald's.
And you shouldn't be wearing a cycle. Anyway, if you imagine you're in a car, right, and you're behind somebody at a junction, and you sat there going, you can't see what's coming down the road, but you're going, I'm sure it could have got out there, I'm sure it got out there. But actually, 40 seconds of just waiting. And exactly, if you're behind a cyclist and you're looking down the road and you can't see, we do this because we cycle, and I'm sure you do as well. If we can see that the road's clear, we will wave cars on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. To be fair, when I'm cycling, if I'm back, I shout car back. In front, I shout car front. and you know me lingo. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm conscious as driving.
Pointing out potholes and someone's coming to you.
To be fair, though, we're advice here. We're cyclists. This is the problem.
There are bad cyclists out there.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But there's worse drivers.
Exactly. There's a problem where there's a conscientious where you see the cyclists that will fly for red lights or be dangerous and they'll swerve to the middle of the road thing. Fucking hell, I've been behind cyclists and thought, mate.
You're taking the piss.
I'm a cyclist and you're a dickhead here. Do you know what I mean? You're not behaving this shit.
You're always going to get them in any walk of life. But the thing is, I haven't got it. You pulled up a stat. But I'd love to know the stat of cyclists that have actually caused any danger, jumping red lights.
But what I'd say is...
Jumping on the pavement.
You're right. They're not going to kill people, are they? If you hit somebody...
I've done it. I've gone on the road. I've looked at the road situation and thought, right, I want to keep going. I'm going to hold up them behind me. I'm going to go on the pavement. I'm going to go over the pavement down there. I'll pass that. That'll be fine for everybody. Not for me, for everybody. And we all think that. We don't think for ourselves. But the driver will go, oh, fucking hell, he's back in front of me now. That fucking cyclist. And it's cost her a bad job.
Same as motorcyclists, though. There's nothing worse than as a driver, you think, I'm pissed off at this motorcyclist.
Well, they're right through.
And it ain't causing me.
My dad bought a bike and I had a go at it and about weaving. And my dad highway coded me and was like, we're on a bike, we're allowed to weave, we're allowed to go through, we're allowed to go through. And do you know why? Because maybe not as much now because of new engines, because we accelerate quicker and we get away first.
If I'm stuck in traffic and a motorcyclist drives through me, I just think it ain't stopping me.
Get a lot of road rage and stuff unless I'm on a fucking motorway. But that's a different discussion altogether. But yeah, that's what I want. I want people who are against cyclists, especially for popular reasons.
We'll clap for the final time.
Get them in.
They're in. This is the end of part two. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.